specifically dealing with all these special interest groups, which in essence, this evening, in terms of our group, is really dealing with Chinuch HaBanos. And it's a grace of cover to call me, you know, the Minsker Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Perla. Now, the format will be, basically, it's really a question-answer type of a thing, which means just to fire away any types of questions. Just in case people don't want you to announce who you are, we'll say it loudly, okay? And from where you're from, if it's no game.
From Baltimore. Yeshua Shapiro from Base Camp in Baltimore. A growing concern seems to be at the high school level with girls graduating and going on to seminary. The involvement of Chinuch as far as their need for being, the goal seems to be to create Yod A Sefer. And it's it's become an overwhelming pressure for the girls and I think the schools to maximize their learning in order to be able to get into a seminary. And are we losing, therefore, sight of what we're really trying to do for Rabbanosis Rowan? And what can we do?
Can
somebody ask the question.
Please repeat the question for us.
Repeat the question.
Okay, the question was, Yeshua Shapiro from Baltimore. The question was as follows, that the growing concern we all seem to be having, the pressures that, I don't want to blame the seminaries, but the seeming pressure for a high school graduate to graduate and be able to go to seminary, the need to learn and intensify her learning and in the high schools, doing that and preparing the girls to do so to be able to continue in seminaries, are we all losing sight of what the real goal should be for preparing our Gnosis Realm?
I'm a little familiar with this complaint that has been voiced by some other mechanchim in Chinuch HaBanos. I don't think it's fair for me to sit in judgment about what the seminaries, about the policy that the seminaries have in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm sure that they have a good rationale for having instituted whatever policies and whatever criteria they have.
Hooked up to that, there's no mic.
For accepting or rejecting students. But I would like to say that in general, if one is to grade chashivas for a Bas Yisrael, it's not necessarily based on how much knowledge she has, but on her hashkofas hayados, on her commitment to raise a sacred Jewish family, on her value system in terms of Torah Yiddishkeit, on her Yerushamayim, on her chashivas for Torah, on her commitment to chesed and stuck in mas and tovim. These are the main criteria as to how you measure a Bas Yisrael. Now, how many Rambans and Chumash and how many Prokim and Michtav Me'elio she knows is in view of the priorities that I mentioned just a moment ago, secondary. And I don't mind saying that in a pretty strong way. However, we have to recognize that since seminary chinuch is not, has to have, there's a curriculum in seminary. I mean, you can't just, you know, preach chesed and frumkeit and Yerushalayim. There's learning that's going on in the girls' schools. And there's learning that's going on in the seminaries. And by definition, a girl who does go to a seminary has to be able to qualify. So then you get into the area, how much does the girl really know in order to qualify for a seminary? Now, the problem comes up when good girls, Taira, Yiddish Kinder, who would get A for effort, as Rabelia said today, that we have to measure chinuch by the effort, not so much by yedias. And it's a kal v'chaymer that this goes for chinuch HaBanos. So when you have girls that are qualified every way, but their proficiency and knowledge, they don't have they're not that well equipped to know all that some of the seminaries require them to know. So therefore they become rejected by the seminaries. This creates a problem. And I began by saying, I can't sit in judgment and indict the seminaries. And it's a fact of human nature that when you have 10 applications and you can only accept 5, you'll accept the best 5. And it's really a very difficult problem to handle for the others who are becoming rejected. And I certainly sympathize and I certainly understand the pain and the hurt on the part of the mishpachas who have children who are not accepted in some seminaries. So I'm really not answering your question adequately because there's not 100%, there is no answer for it. You know, it's sometimes a problem that defies solution. I don't know the answer for it. It's an echad to have a Bas Yisrael who's been doing beautifully in terms of her commitment and her values in Yiddishkeit, and suddenly, and is really a model Bas Yisrael in every way, except that she's not that intellectually advanced that she should be able to know all the ideas that the seminary chinuch requires, and therefore becomes rejected, and therefore feels tzibrochen. How one handles that problem, I'm not sure. I guess maybe I would suggest that the menahalim of the girls' schools here in America ask for a joint meeting with all the seminary menahalim in Eretz Yisrael and discuss this question and perhaps apply a lot of pressure that there has to be a way found whereby the girls coming from America, the good girls, maybe the Pchina system should be revised. Maybe the qualifications, the entrance examination should be revised. But I think that, you know, in discussing this with them, perhaps some solution can be found. Some ways. Maybe we need more seminaries, which is one of the obvious answers. And I don't have the perfect answer. I understand the problem that you're bringing up, and I can't indict, I can't sit in judgment on others because it's state and posik. Shemoya ben Achechem, Mishvatatan Tzedek. Vivalt Yechonish Bekarmben, the Shemoya ben Achechem, Kenachabad and Ishbekarmben, the Mishvatatan Tzedek. I wouldn't want to do it anyway. But I tried to somehow put the problem into focus, just into proper context. And beyond that, there's really little more that I have to say. I understand the problem. I sympathize with the problem. And I go on record as saying... I go on record as saying that the criteria for excellence as a Bas Yisrael is not the ideas that a girl knows, but her value system in Yiddishkeit. That is really what counts. Not how much Ramban, Rabbeinu Bechaya, and Mishlei she knows, but what degree of commitment does she have to Erkei Hayadus, to Torah Hashkofa, to Torah life, to Torah values? That's the Ikir. That's what should be stressed in the school. But since they are schools, right? They're not bonfire sessions. They're schools, and school involves curriculum, and curriculum involves knowledge. So they're measured by the knowledge. So sometimes you feel that there's a certain backfire somewhere. Nope, this is an imperfect world. We don't have any perfect solutions. Alibi, welcome to God. That's about all I can say.
Years ago, Nalan got together and discussed what can be done about this problem. And the government's 500 question brought back proposed that we should try to convince the seminary to take in a certain percentage of girls from each group, the weaker girls, the stronger girls, the middle girls. I think that a lot of Nalan feel that they don't have that power over those seminaries to dictate to them what to do. If the Dalai Yisrael and the Master Dalai Lama would maybe meet with them and dictate to them, they may listen a little more.
I have a specific suggestion for you. This should be brought to the Vad, to Rabbi Fishman, for the Vad of Rosh Hashivas of Torah Misraira, as a very, very pressing question, and we'll take it from there. This belongs in Torah Misraira. This belongs for the Vad Aramim of Torah Misraira. It is a very serious question, I think, with many families.
Out of town, perhaps the Rebbe could give us some please look in two areas. Number one, how to have our daughters be able to be involved in the community and be involved with everything that's going on while protecting them from certain influences without making them feel left out of everything. And then the flip side of that is how to make sure that we're not conveying a sense that we're better than everyone else and that they shouldn't be tolerant of you know, people who maybe aren't on the same hashkafa levels.
I think that the Balaturim that the Philadelphia Yeshiva mentioned about somebody being an Eved Hashem because he lived in Chutz La'aretz and therefore had to undergo more nesyonos is very relevant to your problem. And the girls that grow up in the out-of-town communities and still retain, as a result of the chinuch they receive in their homes and in the schools, a strong commitment to Yiddishkeit while being open to the rest of the community and understanding that others in the community, while they're not living up to the Derech HaChaim that these girls have in their homes, are yet Jews that have to be loved and considered and helped and reached out to. And when girls receive such a chinuch, it's an inspiration to them for the future. In other words, it's easy to grow up in a community where you see only Yiddishkeit, like Lakewood or Muncie or Brooklyn. I put Brooklyn last. but it's a lot more difficult in a city like St. Louis or some of the other communities outside of you know, the great Jewish urban centers. And yet, and despite the sviva out there in the street, you're able to raise Taira Yiddish Techta. And they're not so narrow-minded, and they're not so bigoted. And they understand that Avos Yisrael is an important priority in Yiddishkeit as well. And they use their Yiddishkeit and their chinuch to reach out to others. And they're not afraid to befriend a girl who might have, if her own chinuch is strong, if she's not going to be negatively influenced, she's not afraid to reach out to another girl around the corner who may be, of course, has lesser standards and try to bring her closer. So all these things are really fraught with nisyonos. On the one hand, it's a shtick of a sakana, perhaps, to expose the Bas Yisrael to the inimical atmosphere of the sviva, of a secular sviva. On the other hand, if her values that she's gained in her home and in her school are of such strength, and she has the kind of parents that have instilled in her such a commitment to Yiddishkeit, and she therefore passes these tests and is able to reach out to others, it's a Kiddush Em Shemayim.
Does that answer what you want?
The second part of the question also is how to, you know, just an eight on how to inculcate that separateness and then without making them feel superior and without...
Talk to them. Talk to your children. Explain all this to them. Tell them they are specially challenged by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam because they live out of town and they meet up with other kind of Jews. And therefore they have to have their own Torah value system has to be no less than those than the Chaveres from the in the Hamish communities. Their own value system has to be Yiddishkeit, not one iota less. But at the same time, it should be explained to them they have a special challenge. They have a special task to perform because they're in a different sviva. And therefore, they have opportunities to be Mabak Vayt Shemayim and to be Makadish Em Shemayim all the more than some of their friends have. And you got to talk to them. You got to make them feel this. They're not going to pick it up necessarily in a book. You have to translate the learning that they do from the Torah in communicating to this to them. Make it a Torah S'chaim. Above all, talk to your children.
Schenkel, FCA, based in Lakewood. I have a two-part question. Unlike in the sister that uses the criteria of hasmada and knowledge in taking in the student, what criteria can a girls' high school use in taking in students where you only have a limited amount of room and you cannot take in all those that apply? Or are you mechuyev to take in all those that apply as long as they fit into your basic criteria of what you're looking as far as your students entering, even though you feel that by the school getting too big, you might lose a little of what you have when the school is smaller?
Again, it somehow touches upon the question we discussed previously, but the way I understand it, Rabbi Schenkelevsky, you're asking, you're presenting a slightly different kind of a situation, that a school is rejecting children because it has no space for them or because it wants to keep the school small. The only way to handle that is through community pressure. One thing is for sure, that there can't be any girls, or boys for that matter, left in the street. I think everybody agrees to that. Even the menahalim of the schools who are rejecting children. A few years ago, we had a situation in Brooklyn where there were some 20, 30 girls that were left without schools. And Rapam and I sat at an asifa with about 20 menahalim of girls' schools. And I must tell you, after the meeting, Chemat, all those girls were placed. They were stuffed down the throats of the menahalim. But the role of me, it was done. Why? I'll tell you why. But they were confronted with a problem. Everybody knew that he had a pitch in. He had a reina. The menahalim and the entire yidden. The menahalim are being makhav themselves for chinuch like everybody else in this room is. So they saw the problem firsthand, and there was pressure brought to bear. So I think in a situation where a school says it wants to keep its student body small, again, I can't sit in judgment on the school. It's unfair. So as an Eitz HaTeva, I'm saying that if the community feels that there are, Baruch Hashem, more girls going to school, so either you open another school or this school has to revise its admissions policy. So community pressure, or pressure from the Rabbonim, from pressure from somebody. But nobody's ready to say, Zolder Mendel Bleib Mengas.
But where there is no other school except maybe a small class, and a parent talking for their daughter is telling you that my daughter is crying and like she only wants to come to your school. Do we as a school have a right to tell this parent, we're sorry, or we move you? It's not an easy question. Right?
I don't want to act in the role as a poisek. I'm not. I can't answer that question because, again, it requires Shemoya ben Achechem. I cannot sit in judgment on a school or a menahal. I can't focus upon a specific problem now. It's just not fair to give an opinion about a problem and then be quoted without knowing possibly all the elements in the situation. I don't know. In such a situation, I wouldn't like to offer an opinion unless I knew the family, unless I knew the school, unless I knew the situation. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Say who you are.
I'm Yossi Eisen from Pittsburgh. And one of the schools I teach in is a modern school, and the girls have no interest in seminary or in marrying B'nai Torah. They're going to go to college and become doctors careers. What values do I stress for them to take?
Does everyone hear the question?
Yes.
The question was that the school where he is, they do not have an interest in continuing in seminary or in dealing with a lot of basic Torah Dikka kind of values, etc. What are the specific types of values that you should inculcate, emphasize?
Are they Shem Rechera Mitzvah?
Yes, basically.
All right. If they are Shem Rechera Mitzvah, what you have to do is reinforce and increase their commitment to Shmiras HaTorah, even though they're not going to go to seminary, they're going to go out and become professionals, right? They're going to be out in the world. But what's important to stress in such a situation is, first of all, Yirah Shamayim, Dikduk HaMitzvahs, because out there in the world, it's very dangerous. And these girls have to be somehow given a great deal of orientation as to what they're going to meet up in the world. You see, unsere Kinder, that's in the heimische families, Baruch Hashem, in the world that they're going to be going into is hopefully, to a great extent, sheltered, Baruch Hashem, right? But the type of people that you're describing are going into a world that, in terms of Yiddishkeit, is unsheltered. So they're going to be fighting the raging battles of Yetzer Hara, with Yiddishkeit, with all the terrible abominations that our society has. So they have to receive a tremendous amount of reinforcement in Emunah, in Yirah Shamayim, in Kedusha, in Shabbos. And they have to know that their primary goal in life is to become Jewish wives and Jewish mothers. Even though they want to become professionals, that should remain secondary. If you cannot change their minds about going out and becoming doctors and lawyers, if you can't change their minds, if that's sort of like, that's not on the agenda, doctors are looking fine. But if you believe in Torah mitzvahs, then the priority before becoming a doctor or lawyer is to be a Shemeres Torah mitzvah, to have a Torah to go home. If you don't want to marry a Talmud Chacham, you will marry a professional. But it has to be a Jewish home. There has to be a home of Shmirah Shabbos. It has to be a home of Taras HaMishpacha. It has to be a home where the values of Yiddishkeit are continued and promoted. So you have to chanech l'nar al pi da'akri. They have to be given a certain slant in chinuch, a certain slant in Torah education that fits their level, that fits their situation. But at the same time, it has to be driven home to them that career is secondary, and Yirah Shamayim is primary. And if you'll do that, you'll have done a great deal.
This following question was submitted. Why are girls encouraged to marry and support a kollel fellow rather than staying home and caring for their families? Isn't this presenting ultimately a sakana to our families?
I was waiting for this one. there isn't a year that this doesn't come up. How come there was no question about mixed messages?
That's this page.
Again, Rabbi, I'm not trying to be facetious and funny. These are serious questions. They're on everybody's mind. What exactly was the question again?
Why are girls encouraged to marry and support a kollel fellow rather than staying home and caring for their families?
Oh, that's a more simple question, I think. Why girls are encouraged to marry a kollel fellow? Because Baruch Hashem, and support a kollel fellow, because Baruch Hashem, we've raised a generation of Bnei Torah, and despite the problems of Parnosa that kollel life involves, but the degree of Limud HaTorah and that the Klal Yisrael is nourished by through the Chavrei HaKollel and all the yeshivas is the greatest thing for our dor. Now, individually speaking, there may be a problem with this individual, with that family, but if we'd have no girls that are inculcated with the values of having husbands who are Bnei Torah, we'd undermine the whole Torah chinuch in our generation today. You see, the problems arise when Mishpacha increases and there are children, there are problems of Parnosa, and the woman is saddled, side with the Parnosa, side with taking care of the children. So these are individual problems, and one cannot be compared to the other. Each situation has to be handled separately. There are no two like situations. But the fact that it should be a schus for a Bas Torah to marry a Talmud Chacham, and it should be a schus for a Bas Torah if she can. The husband still writes the ksuba, and he still takes the achrayas on al pidin. But if she can and she's willing to help him, so she is being part of that tzibur that is carrying the limud haTorah on a grand scale as we have it, Baruch Hashem, in our yeshivas today, and it's a value that should be cherished, that should be reinforced. We shouldn't pour cold water on it. Some may be up to it, some may not be up to it. But what happens often is, as a result of a single situation not being able to handle this, so therefore you call into question the whole system. The system shouldn't be called into question. It's the individual case that has to be handled. But Avadik visits a schus. It's a schus. In Eishes Chayil, Shteyte Chazoy. Yechzog Alamo. As ganz Eishes Chayil, Retzef wegen de Schwach von de Freu. Richtig? Ganz Eishes Chayil. Except for one